Thanks for coming. It kind of freaked me out on the phone. What's going on? We should talk.
Okay, you know how much I care about you.
Okay, just whatever it is, just tell me.
I went by your restaurant last night. And I saw you with Brody.
Why didn't you come in? I would have introduced you to him.
I already met him, Tracy. His real name is Perry Whitley. He's a second-year art major at Alcott University. The university called me in to assess a threat, and I made contact with him. And he became fixated on me.
But
I know it's a lot to process.
You think he sought me out to get close to you?
Stalkers invade the world of the people they stalk to feel closer to them, to be their obsession. You've seen this before. I found these on his dorm room wall. He's escalating, Tracy. He's dangerous.
What is wrong with
me? Nothing is wrong with you. This has nothing to do with your past. You're a strong woman who was lied to. That is it.
He asked me about you. He got your alarm code from my phone, didn't he?
I believe so.
He was the one that left the teddy bear. So he knows about your family. Your real name. I never said anything, I swear.
I know. You found out some other way. You know how insidious this gets. There's no room for apology, Trace. There's only room for the correct response. Because as survivors of stalking, we know that our reaction is everything. I need you to make minimal contact and not tip him off. Do you understand? I'm sorry.
Go.